For PC candidate Zee Hamid, the biggest challenge facing Ontario, and the country, is the economic uncertainty fueled by U.S. tariffs and Donald Trump's trade policies. As he seeks re-election, Hamid argues that strong provincial leadership is essential to navigating these risks. "We're facing a massive threat from everything that's going on south of the border," Hamid said, citing concerns from locals about the potential impacts. "We might be looking at 600,000 job losses, and that's why it's very important for people of Ontario to decide who they want to be there to deal with Trump and tariffs," he said in a phone interview with Milton Today. Critics have suggested the early election is a self-serving move. But Hamid disagrees, framing it as an opportunity for people to have their say. "The entire landscape has changed now, right? So people get to decide what kind of response they want, and this allows people to have a voice, which is how it should be in a democracy." Hamid, elected in last year's by-election, calls serving Milton a defining experience. "It's been a privilege of my life to be able to represent people in a community that I love so much, and have been able to get a few things done as well for our community," he said. He touted the province's investment on nearly $70 billion in transit and their commitment to building Highway 413 to link Milton with Vaughan. Locally, Milton received additional long-term care home funding, and 9 schools have been built or under construction with over $250 million in investment. There's also the push to expand GO Train service, known as the GO 2.0 initiative. The plans aim to shift freight traffic out of urban areas, allowing for two-way, all-day GO service across the Greater Toronto and Hamilton area, including Milton. "It's something that will make a generational difference to people," he said. Addressing the contentious Campbellville Quarry, Hamid reaffirmed his opposition to the project while urging patience as the environmental assessment process unfolds. "There is no quarry there right now, precisely because our government sided with the community and did what the community wanted to do," he said. "Now, we have to follow that process, and we have to wait for the environmental assessment to get done and come back. There is nothing to approve or reject right now until the process finishes." Hamid also linked affordability to a strong economy. "The last couple years, we attracted $45 billion worth of investment in technology, in industry of the future, in EV batteries and manufacturing. Where we continue to generate manufacturing jobs, we continue to support skilled trades and training," he said. "That's why it's really important to make sure we have a stable government for the next 4 years." On why voters should re-elect him, Hamid noted his long-standing dedication to improving Milton. "I've been involved in the community for a very, very long time. And in my entire political career, this is the government that actually listens and delivers," he said.